Okay, so I think the demonstration that happened was for the better, because it seems the authorities, they weren't listening to the cries of the students. It's okay for you to want to bring changes or let's say development to KNUSC and all that, but then you don't do that at the expense of the happiness of the students. Students have complained so many times about series of events, like changing the whole weeks from separate weeks into 1 week, converting university hall and what do you call it? Commonwealth, what's the name of Unity Hall into mixed halls. They've made so many complaints and nothing was done about it. So it was high time the students made noise about their pressing issues. Even though it took a wrong turn, but I still think it was for the better. At least people's voices will be heard. I think it's a combination of both the changing of the mixed halls and then the brutality, in addition to other events. You see, when you fill a cup with water and it's full to the brim, even a single drop can make it overflow, and students were in that state. There have been policies that have been implemented which the students disliked. They made complaints, but the authorities, they were bent on implementing those policies. Even though students were not happy about it, they still kept their cool. But then, to the extent of security personnel brutalizing students, that is something that triggered the anger of students. They could tolerate every other thing. And with the changing of the mixed halls, it was still an open wound that they hadn't healed yet. So with the brutality, which frankly, there is no university in Ghana where students are brutalized by security personnel. This is so overboard. So I don't know, brutality or okay, I think the brutality is what triggered the anger, but it's not just that. Other events have piled up, and that alone just triggered them to engage in the demonstration and violence and whatnot. In addition to what I said earlier, the university is supposed to be a relatively free environment. It is assumed that students of the university are matured enough to make decisions on their own. Even though we are guided by rules and regulations, but we still live life as matured students. And with the policies the VC has been implementing over these few years, it's made life in SM, life in KNUST feel like an advanced. Students are living in advanced secondary education. So it's not just, it's these other events piled up, and then the brutality just gave way for them to pour out their worries and depressions and what have you. There was no other alternative. It all started with complaints, little complaints among the students. Well, it couldn't go far. We just complained amongst ourselves, and that is all. And then the changing of the university hall and Unity Hall into mixed halls. I remember students sent a petition. There was even one student was even interviewed on the television. I've forgotten the TV station, but the statement he made was when they were really disappointed in Nanado. He said when Nanado wanted to do his campaign, the VC told him that the school is not a political ground for him to have his campaign. It was the students who fought, these Unity and University Hall boys, they fought for him to do his campaign on campus. And then they bring a petition for the halls not to be changed into mixed halls, and the parliament just throws it out. The alumni of both halls were involved. They tried their possible best. Parliament just threw out the case, and nothing was done about it. By the beginning of the academic year, female students were admitted into, and the female students outnumbered the male students. It was still an open wound for the students. And I don't know, frankly, personally, I thought students, the KNUST students, didn't have the zeal to engage in demonstration because it seemed like that was the only language that authorities would understand. I really did not think they had it in them to undertake a demonstration. So this demonstration that went on, that took place, it's a very good thing. I am really proud of the students because, like I said earlier, that was the only language that the authorities would have understood. And it's exactly how it is. Now they are putting measures in place to convert certain things back. You don't wait for violence to take place before you listen to people. So there was no other alternative.